I'm Laura Lawson. Here on The Crush today, we are speaking with Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey, the people who started Barefoot Winery from a laundry room in Sonoma to make it the biggest brand selling in the United States. Guys, are you still with me?
Oh, yeah, we're right here.
All right. Before we were so rudely interrupted, you had gotten to the point where we were discussing Barefoot Blanc. So we had Barefoot Cabernet, we had Barefoot Blanc. Now where are we?
Well, that's how we started, and we made wine friendly. And we wrote the book the same way. It's a friendly, fun book. And we talk about all of our adventures and all the challenge that we had and how we were able to solve a lot of problems. So it's good for all entrepreneurs and business owners, and it's really a fun read. Anybody that loves wine is going to love the book because you'll find out a lot about the product that you never heard of before.
Well, you take an interesting take on things, too, in the book, and I don't know which one of you want to address it, but literally everyone and their brother can come up with a wine. Anyone can come up with an idea, stick a label on it, call it Lawson Chardonnay, and good or bad, they have it. But you were able to take the next step, and you could get distributors' attentions. You were able to get this across the United States. How do you feel that network worked for you, and how do you feel that you managed to gain their attention?
Well, you know, it's like anything. The way you gain their attention is you put sales orders right in their pocket. So you have to go sell it for them. The idea that if you are a wine producer, that you know some distributor is going to buy your wine and they're going to sell it, it just ain't true. So you have to go sell it for the distributor. And so we said, well, how are we going to do this? When we first started with this product, of course, you know, $5.99, you got to sell 200,000 cases a year just to break even at that price point. It's not like selling $50 a bottle of wine where you only need to sell 1,000 cases. So here we were faced with stores that said, if you don't sell it in 30 days, we're going to discontinue you and
Oh, wow.
You'll never come back in here again. So we had to be a big hit right off wherever we were. And we made a lot of mistakes. We went into some places like Hawaii. We thought, oh, Hawaii's perfect. Everybody's barefoot. Half the bars are called barefoot. You know, people are relaxed. They love wine. Let's sell it in Hawaii. And the only time it sold was when I personally was in Hawaii getting the purchase orders from the retailers for the distributors. So finally, Bonnie came to me and said, hey, we can't afford to do Hawaii. Let's put that on ice for 2 years. So we put Hawaii on ice for 2 years. Because we couldn't afford to support the sales there. And we came back to California and concentrated on the San Francisco Bay Area and Santa Barbara and then L.A., and then we expanded into Oregon, Washington, and then moved east. But every place we went, we did something very unique. Since we couldn't afford advertising, we found out who the people were who were in the neighborhoods where our bottles of wine were being sold, because it was, after all, it was them who had to come in and buy the wine. And so in order to get them in, and we couldn't afford advertising, we decided what we'd do is find out what was important to them. We call this worthy cause marketing. We found out what the nonprofits were. We found out that in the neighborhoods around the stores where our wine were people who were living who wanted clean water, or they wanted parks for kids after school, or they wanted a library, or this or that. And so we donated our wine to them and let them know where they could buy the wine, and they had a social reason to buy our product. So we used that in state after state across the country.
Well, when you look at something like that, it's truly grassroots marketing, almost literally, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's getting down to the people. You know, it's like, it's where the grapes meet the glass.
It really is. So I think there's a quote in here. You talk about distribution trumps quality and price. Would you say that the marketing that you did, was this the heart and soul of what got Barefoot around the country?
Oh, absolutely. It really was. And the reason we say distribution trumps marketing and price, it's actually quality and price, which is too bad, because there are so many great wines out there that you can't get in other parts of the country. You have to get them from the tasting room, and it's because they're simply not distributed, because there's not enough room on the shelf, the distributors already have too many brands, and the wineries can't afford to market it. But we overcame that, and of course it was a get-rich-slow scheme, right? We didn't do this in 4 years. You know, this took us almost 20. but we created a, you know, a real monster of a brand. And I think it provided an entry level for a whole generation of people who now are wine aficionados. You know, our sales managers used to say, if a person's first experience with wine is a bad one, then they're sentenced to drink beer for the rest of their life.
I like the way he thinks. All right, so you both have Barefoot behind you. You've done amazing things. You've built a fascinating brand. But now you've sold off Barefoot. What are the two of you up to? What can we expect next? You wrote a great book. You've told your story. I know the kind of people you are. You probably are not going to be able to sit idly by.
You're absolutely true, Laura. We are not sitting idly by. We're taking our message of encouraging entrepreneurs throughout the nation. We're speaking at universities that have classes in entrepreneurship. We're also speaking to disabled vets that are returning, and they're looking to taking classes in entrepreneurship as well. And we're really enjoying that. We love talking to the students and encouraging them with our story of having started with nothing and built one of the fastest growing brands in the nation.
Do you see yourself done with the wine community? Are you done creating brands? Can we ever expect to see another brand from you guys?
Well, you're never done with the wine community.
Yeah, we don't tend to let anybody go.
No, but we have a company called Houlihan & Jones, which is a very popular wine country consulting business, and we help wineries establish themselves, get distribution, build value in their brands, and we have several clients that we've helped out in Oregon, in California, in Boston, all over the country. So that's HoulihanAndJones.com. That's our wine country business. So we're still keeping, you know, our finger, you know, in the glass, so to speak. And we love the wine industry. We love the people in it. It's a fabulous industry. It's one of the few industries where the competitors are friendly toward each other.
Absolutely. As the industry grows, as goes my neighbor, as goes me, as goes the wine business as a whole, and the more people we can get into drinking wine, the better off everyone's going to be.
Well, when we started with Barefoot, it was 8-1 beer over wine. We'd like to think that Barefoot put a dent in that. Today, it's only 2-1. So I think we've made some inroads in this country. This used to be a beer-drinking country, and now it's becoming a wine-drinking country and more sophisticated all the time, which is fantastic.
Well, I can definitely say that Barefoot had something to do with that. Well, Michael and Bonnie, it's been a joy to have you on The Crush. For our listeners, www.barefootwinefounders.com to find out more about Michael and Bonnie and what they're up to.
Thank you, Laura. It was a pleasure being on your show.
It was a lot of fun, and I will definitely be keeping my eye on you to see what other interesting things will happen in the next couple of decades.
Thank you.
Great.